Today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Zayin. Chulin Nun Zayin, and we are on Nun Vav Mabez. Two lines up from the bottom. We will start with Hahu Arma, which is one point on the last line that we mentioned from Rabbi Meir. We're talking about the Bnei Me'ayim that were inverted. It has to be put back inside. It has to be back inside in the proper way, not inverted, because that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. You need Hu HaSachava Yechonenecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything perfect, made every human body perfect, made every the Am Yisrael perfect. Right? We have Mimenu Kohanav, Mimenu Neviyah, Mimenu Sarav, Menu Malacha, right? We have kings, we have prophets, right? Kohanim. So a Kohen, you're a Kohen. If your father was a Kohen, grandfather was a Kohen, going all the way back to Aaron a Kohen, right? The Nevi'im, that's up to you, right? That's up to us. The Rambam talks about that in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. And whoever perfects themselves in a way that they are misbodeid and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Meila, the Rambam seems to say that it is a natural result of perfecting oneself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the gift of nevuah. Malachim, that's only Malchus Beis David. Malachim is Malchus Beis David. The Rambam discusses that in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam describes Kivan Shenimshach David Zocha Bekeser Malchus. Once David HaMelech was Nimshach, was anointed, so he was Zocha. V'hariya Malchus Lo Ulebanav HaZacharim HaKshirim Ad Olam. And the Malchus goes to him and his children, the ksherim, the children that are kosher, ad olam, shneamar kisacha yeh nachon ad olam. Velo zach ela l'ksherim, shneamar im yishru banecha brisi. Ava bishelo zach ela l'ksherim, lo tikaris ha-malchus mizera David l'olam. And even though only the ksherim were zoche, the malchus would never be cut off. Meaning, what happened at the end of Sefer Malachim? Right, David HaMelech, the malchus stopped, the malchus was lost. One said Kiyo, and then Zerubbabel maybe came back later, but during Ba'isheini, there was none. Bizman HaZeh, there is none, but there were no ksherim, but it doesn't mean it's cut off from Zera David. Mashiach is going to be from David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David. So there's a double promise, so to speak. It stays with the ksherim, and if there are no ksherim, it's still not cut off Mizera David Adolam. The Achronim point that out. Hivticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach, Shenemarim yazvu banav brisi, uvmishpati lo yeilechun, vakati b'shevet pesham, uvregam avonim b'chasti lo asir me amo. And they will never be removed. And then the Rambam talks about, what about Shaul HaMelech? What about Malchei Yisrael, which were also appointed? So the Rishonim talk about that. The whole line of Yeravam and all of the Malchei Yisrael, wasn't that supposed to be? Wasn't that a punishment for Shlomo and the Malchus was split? So yes, but they didn't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, and at a certain point in history, the Navi describes, and the Mefarshim explained that they should have gone back. They should have gone back after a couple of generations. But they have the status of a melech. It's just not Malchus David HaMelech. Navi Shehemin Melech Mishar Shiftei Yisrael, V'haya Oso HaMelech Holech B'darchei HaTorah V'haMitzvah V'nilcha Melchamos Hashem. Meaning that melech has to act properly. If the melech doesn't act properly, then forget it. Yerovam ben Nevat. But if the king from other Shvatim, that was Nimshach, but that was appointed, I should say, by a Navi, and he acts v'derech haTorah, harei zeh melech, v'chol mitzvos hamalchus noheges bo, af al pi she'ikar hamalchus l'David, v'yihyeh mibanav melech, shehari achiyah shiloni, hem et yeravam, right, achiyah shiloni, v'amar lo, v'hayim shemot tishmaz kol asher adaveka, v'chol u, v'anisi l'cha bayis neman, kasher v'anisi l'David avdi. He had the chance. He blew it. He didn't act properly. What about Shaul? Shaul might be different, because that was before. The Meiri in Harias talks about this. The time that Shaul came, remember the Hashem didn't want to give them a king at that time, Kaviyachal, Shmuel HaNavi got very upset. So however you look at Shaul HaMelech, but that could have been different, because that was before Malchus Beis David took over. But once Malchus Beis David took over, it's only David. If there's another king that acts b'derech Hashem, so then he would have the status of a melech, but ultimately that would not take away from the fact that Malchus Beis David is up forever. Malchus Beis David, he continues, Heim ha'omdim lo'olam, sh'ne'emar kisacha yenachon ar'olam. Avlam yamon melech mishar Yisrael, tifzok ha'malchus b'beiso. If there will be a king from anyone else, from any other shvatim, that could be the Malchus, but it's not going to last. It's not eternal. Shahareli yiravam ne'emar achlo kol hayamim. Right? It wasn't going to be forever. And then there are differences between the two. Just one interesting makar, the Briska Rav, the Griz, in his commentary on Al HaTorah, in Parsha Shoftim, he talks about David HaMelech, also in the Malchus, and he says there are a number of chilukim between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Beis David needs Meshicha, right? Anointed, not just appointed. Number two, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis Aved Bilvad, as we know the Gemara says, right? Only Malchus Beis Aved is allowed to sit in the Azara. Machlokas Rishonim is that a Din Daraisa, Din Rabbanan, Rashi and Sanhedrin, says that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So on a Torah level, there's difference in status. What's the root difference? Explains the Briska Rav, Malchus Beis David is Nivchar, has the element of Bechira. Right, as it says a few times in the Torah. Will be Yisoda Din Shal, or in the Navi. Yisoda Din Shal Bechira Nomar Derak Lohem Amalucha Velo Lachirim. V'yalkein, after Gamalcha Yisrael Toras Melech Alehem, as we just read. See, even though Malchi Yisrael have the status of a Melech, given Shadisman Walpi Navi, since they're appointed by a Navi, but Mikom Makom, Ikra Malchus LaDavid, because they have the status of Nivchar. Where do you see that? There's a beautiful Medrash in the Mechilta and Parshas Bo, where the Medrash says, before Yerushalayim was Nivchar, all Eretz Yisrael was kosher to bring Karbanos. Once Yerushalayim was Nivchar, only Yerushalayim and not the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Until Beis HaMikdash was Nivchar, all Yerushalayim. Once Beis HaMikdash was chosen, so then only the Beis HaMikdash. Before Aaron HaKohen was chosen, these are all the parallel, one after another in the Mechilta. Before Achlo, Nivchar Aaron, call Yisrael Ksherem L'Kahuna. Misha Nivchar Aaron, to call Yisrael. And then finally, number four, Achlo Nivchar David, how you call Yisrael Ksher in Lamalchus. Misha Nivchar David, Yatsu call Yisrael. So you have the parallel in terms of Bechira, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, not Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Aaron, David. Hare de Medama Bechiras Malchus Beis David, Bechiras Kuhun of Yerushalayim, Beis Alamim, the idea of Bechira, Yatsu call Yisrael, V'nifsalu Limilucha. And again, there's a lot of other evidence that he says, the Rambam, when he talks about the Yisod, right, in one of the Yudgubli Karim, he says, U'michlal Yisod Zeh, when he talks about Mashiach, says the Rambam, U'michlal Yisod Zeh she'ein melech l'Yisrael ela mi'beis David u'mizera Shlomo bilvad. Right, Beis David u'mizera Shlomo. That's part of the Amunah that we have, and that's part of the issue of Bechira. And he says, and that's why there's a difference in the Etzem Chefza of Malchus, of David HaMelech and the others, even though they might both be recognized on a De'oraisa level. So that's what's mentioned here in our Gemara, Mimenu Milachav, right? David HaMelech and his family have been chosen to be the kings of our nation. Good. Second to last line now. A very unusual story until you read the next line. What does the story say? Hahu Arma, there was an Arimian. The Chazi Lahu Gaber, he saw someone, he saw someone fall from the roof to the ground. He saw somebody get a fatal injury. He fell off the roof. Pake Karse Vinafik Mayane. He split open his stomach and his intestines started coming out. So he knew the idea of if you put something back in the wrong way, then it's even more dangerous. But he wanted to try to save this guy's life. So what did he do? Asye Lebre Vishachte Kame. He stopped there. Sounds pretty extreme. He brought this victim that fell off, he brought his son and killed him in front of him. V'shachte lebrekame, he shechted it in front of him. But if you keep reading, ba'achuz asenayim, it was only sleight of hand. Right? It wasn't, he didn't actually do it, he just wanted to shock him. In a way, as Rashi explains on the bottom, k'deshi yis'anech v'yimashach me'aveilav, he'll be so shocked that he'll, I don't know, gulp inside and his intestines will go back in. He didn't want to touch it and put it back inside himself because, again, as we learned, that inversion is a problem. And we're comparing here human anatomy and animal anatomy. We're assuming the same yisod would apply, that if it's dangerous for an animal, it's dangerous for a person. So he didn't touch the person. He just brought the son and he was a magician and he killed his son, Bachuz Asinayim, in front of him. And Isnagid Isnach, he groaned and he krechts. And that's what happened. It went back inside. All lumayane. He went back inside. V'chayti l'karsi, and he sewed up his stomach. And that's how this Arimian was able to save this guy's life. Rashi on top. V'chuz esinayim v'lo nagabo v'lo eziku elo denidme la'aviv ki'ilu nishchat l'fi shelo hayarot aliga b'me'ayim shlo yehefach mehem. He didn't want it to be tried himself. He thought that this was the best try. The Beis Yosef learns from here in Yaradeya that any time it goes back naturally, so then that is Kshera. Meaning even if it came out, if it goes back in, you can assume it went back properly. He quotes this Mishnah and the Gemara, and then he quotes But then he writes, Ubehema va'of v'chulu. He writes the continuation, he quotes his Gemara, and he says if it went back memela, so then it is mashma hasam b'gemara. Shekol shenichnusu me'alehen, chazaka shenichnusu kisidron b'lo hipuch. Mem vav beis. Right, if it went back by itself, then you can assume that it was all kasha. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says a similar idea in Maseches Megillah, in the Yaves, right, on the famous story of Kam Rabbi Shachta the Rabbi Zeira, on Dav Zayin there in Maseches Megillah, where the Amoraim were having a party that got a little out of control on the Pashtus. Pashtus, Pashup Shat, and what happens? We know Zayin Amabez. Right after the story, the halacha of Machai Vinish Levesumi Bapuria, one has to drink on Purim Adelo Yada, Bein Ar Harman Lebarach Mordechai, Rabbi Rav Zeira Avdu Usudash Purim Hadi Adadi, Ivsum, the Pashas, got drunk, come Rabbi Shachter the Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi got up, Shachter the Rabbi Zeira, Lamachar Boy Rachime Vaachye. The next day he davened, and he brought him back to, life. After Rabbi had killed him, he davened, and he brought him back to life. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden on that Gemara, I don't believe this. I don't believe that this happened. Right, it can't be. V'adam rinan, v'chulu, lo shachto mamish, el akol zeho inyan lafisha yu smechim ba'od. The problem was, it was going a little overboard. Rabbah did it on purpose, because he didn't want people to have too much frivolity, and a kalita averos. Remember that Gemara in Brachas? They used to break a glass at a wedding so people wouldn't go so besimcha. U'b'ksiv v'chol atzav yemutu, l'chein asa zos la'ha'atzivon. And he quotes that Gemara at the beginning of Ein Omdin in Brachas Daf Lamed. Uba achizas einayim shachto, and through achizas einayim shachto Rabbi Rabbi Zeira kiti Isa kehai gavna perak elu treifus. Just like our Gemara here says, right, this Arimian killed the son. So what? Rabbi had less chachma than this Arimian. So he also killed him. Achizas einayim kein irakan shaharoim hayusfirim sheshachtu. That everybody else thought that he killed him. Be'emes charada nafla aleihem. That's a way to take away the simcha from a Purim suda, right? His atzvu v'ne'enchu kol simcha leif. Avar bizera nispal mehem lavash charada v'nis aleif meirov da'aga. Rav Zeira didn't know what happened. He himself thought he like died. I don't know. It says he fainted. Meirov da'aga hashoveres kol gufa shel adam umeis libo bekirbo. That's why he had a daven the next day, not because he actually killed him, but because he fainted and he wanted to get him back. Lachain hayak sorak lavakish lavrachemim lahach yoso aval dam vaday lo shafach raba af im haya b'madim. Even if he was born in Madim, right? The Gemara at the end of Shabbos, Ela Kedamran, that is the Rabbah. So Rabbah, the Gemara, Rabbah uses our Gemara, Kam Rabbi Shachtu Le Bizera, in the same way. Achizis Einayim itself is a big discussion. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says it really shouldn't be done. At least Midr Rabbanan. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, discusses Samach Zayin Mabez. The Gemara says, Kshafim, we find the line, Yesh Mehem Spiskila, the Yesh Mehem Patra Avalasar, the Yesh Mehem Mutar L'Chadchila. In the world of magic, some things are Asad Araisa, some things are Asad Rabbanan, and some things are Mutar. Ha'osem Maisa, if you actually use magic to do something physically, Ha'osem Maisa Biskila. That's Asar, right? That's an Isser Skila. Why is that an Isser Skila? Good question. That's an Isser. What Avera is that included in? Right? Pashtus, the Rishonim say that's included in Onain. Ma'onain. We know in Pashtus Kedoshim we have all of these Averos. Ma'onain, Menachesh, Chover, Chover, Ov, Yidoni, all of those are in the same world, but included in Onain, the Sefer HaChinuch has a mitzvah, Reish Nun. He includes this. Shlola Onain, Lo Sa'onenu, Pirisha in Yankamo Sha'amru, Shu Lashon Ona, Klomar, Shlola Nikva Onos Lomar, Sha'a Plonis Tova Lassos Ba Maisa Ploni, V'yatzliach. This time has a lot of mazel. And do this and do that, right? The Rishon talk about. What about Av and Adar? Doesn't the Gemara talk about that? But one shouldn't live their lives based on this. Kamo, you know, this day is good luck. This day is bad luck, right? We're not allowed to live like that. Again, if something is based on logic, that's not a problem, right? If it's, if it's sunny tomorrow, I'm going to go take a teal, right? That's not ma'onain, right? That's logical. But if it's based on pure, nothing to do with a hezber, so that is a problem of onen. And then the chinuch says, ubechlal avzed de ba'onen amr zechron levracha shu maisa achizas einayim shi'asu b'nei adam kemo sh'amru zechron levracha ma'onen zeh ochez esho einayim v'chulu v'nyizehu min gadol me'atach b'la. If that's true, so then how did Rabbah do it? According to the come Rabbi Shachter of Zera. I guess it's better than killing somebody. But according to the Epshat, the killing, you might have said he was drunk, according to the Pashas. According to Rabbi Yaakov Emdi, he did it on purpose. So it was Achizas Einayim, Mutter, L'shem, to keep everybody in check. You'd have to say that according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But again, the Gemara says there are some, Osa Maises Veskila, Achizas Einayim is only in the Siddur Rabbanan, Patra of Alasar. And Mutter L'Charchila is, what's the Mutter L'Charchila in this world? Kidra B'Chanin of Raboshia. What did they do? Kal Mali Shabsa, Havi Aski Behilchas Yitzira. Every Erev Shabbos, they were involved in the Sefer HaYitzira, Umivri Luhu Igla Tilta. And they created their nice piece of meat that we're going to eat for Shabbos. Ba'achlile, they created an Egel Tilta, different Shadim and the Rishonim, a nice, succulent, juicy piece of meat that they used to use, right? They used the Sefer Yitzira, right? Like a few daf earlier. Samachem Abeis. That's where Rabbah, right? It's interesting. Our gear says Rabbah, and it says on the side Rabbah. So Rabbah was involved in these things. Rabbah bra gavra, the Gemara says. Sanhedrin Samachem Abeis. Rabbah created a golem, as we would call him. Created a person. Shadi the Kamer Rabbi Zera. Same people involved. Right? He sent him to Rabbi Zera to say, look what I created. Havi kamishtoi bahadei. He started talking to him. Velo havi kamahadele. And the Golem, the creation, did not answer Rabbi Zera. Amar le min chavrei at. You are from the chavrei. You are not from this world. Hadr la'afrach. Go back to your dirt. So, did the story happen before or after? Unclear. Either way, the Chacham Svi, I think, uses this story. Could you count somebody created by Sefer Yetzira for a minion? Created for a minion. So he says no. He says if Rabbi Zera could say, go back to your dirt, it must not be that he could count for a minion. But either way, this is, all included in this world. Related to this, obviously, is the sugya of magic shows. Magic shows, is there any issue? Achizas Einayim. At least in Issa Drabanan, it seems. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. Kuf Ayin Tes. That's the simon where all of these discussions are related to. Ha'ochez Esvay Einayim. Usser. Vaidei Sefer Yitzira Mutter. Afil Lasos Maisa. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Achizas Einayim is Usser. Because, you know, that's, even if it's a sleight of hand, because people think that one is changing something through black magic. If it's announced, and that's what all the poskim say, if it's announced that this is just a show, and it, is not real, so, yesh makom lahakel, there are, kulas, Rav Sternbach has a tshuva, where he discusses that, a magic show where you announce to the children that only Hashem knows how to do magic, but it is, just sleight of hand as a show. This is Chelek Aleph Simin Tuf Nun Hey. He says, then it is okay. Lefi shakol shakol yodimu makirim she'ein zem maise kishav klal ve'einu ala maise yadayim v'tachbula shehu omer lehem kemi rosh she'ein bazeh klal makom letaus ogenev azdas mutter midina ve'chein siper lichami she'shamayim pi marabinu achaz onish zatzal she'ein bazeh eser kishav k'she yodimu makirim she'ein zem kishav mamish rak chachmas. Right, if it's announced, anybody does magic, they have to announce beforehand. It's all sleight of hand, it's not real, right, it's all only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But if they don't know, Ladina Nira, Isser Gomer, Kishalom HaKirim, Maris Ayin, Vechulu, if they don't know, it would be a problem. Rav Adi Yosef writes in a long tshuva in Yabia Omer, he thinks it's a problem. He's not into magic shows. The Chachmas Adam is very charif. Right, Pesachet Tshuva on the bottom quotes the Chachmas Adam. I think I brought his Lashon. The Chachmas Adam writes in Peites, Umizet tira sheosim habatchanim sheosim kedvarim elu al chasunos, right? The batchanim that do these magic shows at the weddings, v'nikra in tishin spieler, right? Some type of spiel, tesh, right? Table spiel, ovrim belav daraisa va'mitzvah lasosan, and those who bring them to the wedding over mishum lifnei iver lachin mishum biyadol limchos sarach limchos v'koshkei shasal listakel v'ler osam. Bechulu. Okay, what if it's a non-Jew? Then it will be okay. But, either way, this is, a big discussion. But again, many poskim say, Rav Moshe also, I think, writes that if there is, an announcement, everybody knows it's not real. It's not Achizas Einayim, then it would be, okay. But if not, but again, these are the two stories. This story here in Chulin, maybe that story in, Maseches Megillah relating to, this sugya. Okay, let's continue. Nishtabu Ragleha. We did one line. Nishtabu Ragleha, if the legs are broken. The legs are broken, right? This was in the list of Ksheros Ba'of, right? On the previous Amun, Nun Vav Amabez. If the legs or the Gapeha, right? The wings were broken, so that the animal's still Kshera. Hutsana de Inkure, there was a basket of Ankure, What is Ankure? Rashi here has two days. Either Ankure means birds with fractured legs, right? That's what this is here. Ankure, Rashi says, on top, right? Shenishtabu raglehen. Rashi also quotes a tshuva from the Gaonim that maybe it was the name of a type of bird, right? Of Shachor, a black bird that lived near the water and that had spots on it. So it looked like it had, right, nikur. It looked like there were like bumps on it or holes, but that's just the color. Either way, let's go with Rashi's first shot. Hosana dan kori dasa l'kamei de Rava, badke Rava b'tzoma sagidin. Rava checked in the area where the sinews all merged by the Tzomes Hagidin. Rashi quotes there are 16 sinews there that come together. And we'll talk more about this in Behema Hamakasha, Rashi says. So he checked there. He saw that it was all good. The Achshere, and therefore he was Machshir. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Rav. Shmutas Yad Behema Ksheira. Shmutas Yarech Behema Trefa. The Rishash here says, he does not know why this line would be in parentheses. The Rishonim have it, so we'll read it. Shmutas Yad. If there is a dislocation of the front leg of the animal from the shoulder blade, or the back leg of the animal from the thigh. So if the front leg is dislocated, that's kosher. And the animal's not going to die from that. But if it's the back leg, so then it is a trefa. That's by a behema. Shmutas yarech ba'of. But by an oaf, it's all connected right there to very important organs. So the shmutas yarech, even though it's kosher, it's a trefa by an animal. I'm sorry, we'll get to the difference soon. Shmutas yarech ba'of trefa. The shmutas yarech by an oaf is also a trefa. Shmutas gaf ba'of trefa. The shmuta of the gaf, the wing of the bird, is also a trefa. Why? Because where that attaches to is right next to the lung. The bird is in a little body, and therefore that's going to be a trefa. There's a chash that the rea was also punctured. Shmuel says, no, you could check the lung. Check the lung. Rashi, tibadek harea, machnis kone dak bigargeris. You put a little reed into the esophagus, v'nofeach berea. V'maruach yotzei trefa, v'imlav chera. You blow and you check it out. Says Shmuel, it can be checked. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan, tibadek, it can be checked. Chizki amar, ein rea la'of. There is no rea, there is no lung to a bird. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan amar, yeshlo. No, it has. The yeshna ke'ala shel veri bein agafayim. It's very thin. It has a thin membrane, like the leaf of a rose, bein agafayim, between the wings. So my in real love, what does Chizkiya mean? That there is no rea to a bird. Ilema de les leklal. Is he saying that it doesn't have a lung? That's wrong, right? A bird has lung. It breathes. And therefore, what does Chizkiya mean? Ela de lo mitrafe. It must mean that it doesn't have the halachas of trefa if it gets a puncture. That's what Chizki is saying. But one second, v'hatani levi, but didn't we learn already, we had it yesterday, trefa shamona chachamim bibehema kinekdan ba'of. Right? There's parallel. Whatever is trefa by a behema is trefa by an oaf too. So if an animal, if a behema has a trefa in the lung, if it's nikav, so too the bird. Yes, or a lane oaf, and the oaf even has an extra one. Nishbar ha'etzem avavishlo nikav krum shamoach. As we discussed yesterday. So, Chizkiya can't mean that it has no lung. It can't mean that there's no trefus in the lung. So what did Chizkiya mean by saying, ein rea la'of? Ella, ein lo li napel velo li chamer. It means that you don't have to worry in terms of trefa for nefula, right? If it falls off the gog, that we said it needs a bedika, you don't have to check the lung. It's protected. Velo le chamer, and what we had yesterday about chamar mara, the innards getting burned by fire, that you don't have to worry about by nafla lor. By those two cases, by behema, where you have to do bedikas, by the bird, you don't have to do the bedikas. Why not? My time up. And that's what Chizkiya means. That these two psulim don't apply by the lung of the bird. My taima amar Rav Chana hol v'rav rov tzla oseha maginos aleha. Their ribs are shaped in a certain way that it protects the lung, and therefore, even though these two would be a chash of a trefa by an animal, by a behema, but it wouldn't have the same chashos by a bird, so you wouldn't have to check. One second. So that's the pshat of Rav Chizkiya, or that was the third try. Right, he doesn't mean there is no lung. He doesn't mean there's no trefus by the lung. It means there are certain trefus that don't apply to the lung of the animal. But one second, v'hami de'amar Rabbi Yochanan yeshlo the yeshna kala shel veri bein agafayim. By the fact that Rabbi Yochanan answered Chizkiya, it has a lung. So, what, Rabbi Yochanan misunderstood what Chizkiya meant? No, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan understood that Chizkiya was saying it has no long. Michal to Chizkiya Sovet Alaslai. Must be that Chizkiya says it isn't. Ella, go back to option one. Ella Amri b'ma'arav v'mishpeit Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina midvarav shal berebi nikar she'enu baki b'tarna golan. Right, from the words of Chizkiya, it seems like he wasn't a bucky in chickens. Wasn't a bucky in birds. 2 points. Number one, Tosfos says on the top of the previous Amud, Nun Vav Mabez, even though the Gemara ends off this way, we do paskin, like Chizkiya said. Right, even though the Gemara rejects it, and that's what Chizkiya meant. Right, the Gemara Tosfos says on the top of the previous Amud, V'yavagav demasik dechizkiya legamrei, Haya Omer de Ein Lo Rea, Shlo Haya Baki B'tarna Golem Mikol Makom Hu Emes, says Tosfos. Ho over Rov Tzalas Maginos Aleha, that you don't have to worry about those trafis in the case of the bird going into the fire and the bird going falling off the roof. So one doesn't have to worry about those. Tosfos says that's Emes. That's what Shulchan Aruch says also in Simin Nun Beis. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this and says that we would paskin this way. Chassam Sofer here notes, is it possible to say that about Chizkiya? Right, Machlokas and Metzias, he didn't know there was a lung in the bird. Yochanan knew there was a lung in the bird. He was never in the butcher shop, and he didn't. But it seems like all the Amora, and there were birds all over the place, and all the yeshivas, they were checking. So the Chassam Sofer says, no, son of Machlokas and Metzias. Right, we discussed this back on the first daf of Eilat Treifas, if you remember, Daf Membeis, right, where we discussed the Ramban quoting the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi discussed, there was a machlokas there about certain items, si'ur, whether it causes chimutz or not. Right, the Yerushalmi says, why don't you just do an experiment? Why don't you just check, put it into water and see if it rises? So, what does the Yerushalmi say? They did, and there was a machlokas about the findings. They all interpreted it differently, meaning everybody knew exactly what happened, they looked at it, but they interpreted the findings differently. So, Chassam Sofer says something similar here. They knew exactly, you know, what is in the bird, but the question is, does it have the halachic status of a rea? We call it a lung, but it could be that Chizkiya felt that if it doesn't function in the same way as the lung of a behemoth, that it wouldn't be a parallel. There's, well, we call it a rea and a rea, a lung and a lung, but maybe Chizkiya felt that the bird one is different. Svir le l'Chizkiya, says the Chassam Sofer, she'ein zereya ela ever acher hamishamish ba'ov kimo reya bebehema. It's another breathing organ in the bird, but it might not be exactly parallel to reya. Aval ein lo teva reya velo dine trefis reya kimo tchol ba'ov. Just like we said, the spleen of the bird. Remember, the Rambam said that. Right? There's no psulim, the trefis there. Hol ve'en lo somchin. Ve'kolshe doesn't have a thick skin. Harehu mutsas michlal tchol klal. Even though we might call it the spleen, it doesn't have the status of spleen. Ve'chein klayos ba'ov. Ha'yisvir le'chizkiya she'gam reya da'ov kenu. And that's what the Chizkiya held. Umasik den. So that's what Chizkiya, that's what he meant. We, Rabbi Yochanan, argued on that. The umasik de enobaki b'tevatana golem ba'ofo sheish l'reya shalohem kol tivei v'dinei reya. Rak she'in lam chituch onos. Okay, it doesn't have separate areas, but that's the machlokas. Machlokas is whether it has the status of reya relating to the other cases. Again, there's different areas of halacha when we have anatomical questions. In Hilchas Nida, I think I mentioned this, the Rambam's description of the anatomy is very difficult for us to understand in terms of how exactly he describes the pruzdar and the all the different areas in a woman where the dam nida comes from and where the dam hashtana comes from. Very difficult to put into modern science exactly the achronim struggle very valiantly and try hard to figure out what the Rambam is talking about. But either way, that is the, so here we have this little discussion of the Reya of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, does it have the status? Even if it does the same, parallel function, it might not have the same status of that. Okay. Amarav Huna Amarav. Getting back to the issue at hand. Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Kshera. The Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Kshera. Rav argues, we said before, where the thigh bone was dislocated, right, where the back was dislocated from the thigh. Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Trefa, we said up above. And now Rav is saying, Kshera. Amalei Rabba Ba Rav Huna L'Rav Huna. Rabba says to his father, V'ha Rabbanan Da'asam Yipun Badisa, Amru Rav Yehuda Mishmei De Rav, Amar Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Trefa. How can you quote Rav? He says to his father, Rav Huna, that Shmuta's Yarech Ba'of is kosher, but didn't they quote Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Shmuta's Yarech Ba'of is Trefa. Omer Le'bri, he says, my son, Nara, Nara Upashte. Right, we had this earlier, which means rivers flow their own way. Rivers flow their own way. What does this mean in this context? Says Rashi, Nara Nara Upashte, Ein Pashte Nar Domin Zeh, Charif Zeh Omeid. This is a strong river, this is a stagnant river. Kach Ein Minaga Makomos Domos, V'Rav K'shera Svirelei. I'm right. Rav is said K'shera. V'Ra'a B'nei Pumpedisa, Shena Gubo Isser, V'lo Hitiru B'fnehem. He saw, Rav saw the B'nei Pumpedisa that would know a Yisser, so he didn't want to be moderate. You don't want to be moderate. V'Rav Yehuda, B'pupadisa ave, V'savad, Rav Trefa Svirelei. Rav didn't say anything. So he thought that Rav agrees that it's a Trefa. But no, they're different than Hagim. But that's not the Halacha. The Halacha, he says, is Kshera. But they just did that because Nara Nara Upashte. Again, this is an important yesod in terms of the Minhag, right? Rav said that they were being Machmir. Were they being Machmir because they thought that was the Halacha? Or were they being machmir because they knew it was a chumrah and they kept being machmir? That's an important distinction in halacha. Tosfos and Psachim, in the beginning of Makom Shenohagu, which is the parak about minhagim, the Tosfos there discusses the difference between a minhag based on a mistake and a minhag based on a chumrah. If it's a minhag based on a mistake, it doesn't have shurashim, because I think I'm doing something, but it's wrong. And if I don't know, so then you can just be mevatel that minhag. But if it's a minhag based on, I know what the halacha is, but I'm being machmir. So that has the status of a strong minhag. And that is where we would say, that it has to stay. Right? The Gemara there mentions the line, as that Rashi just alluded to, Dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nahagu bohen iser, something that's mutar and others are noig iser, iata rashar latirim b'fneihem. Right, that's the yesod there. So Tosfos there on the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos asks, Tema, Imkein Heich Rebbe Hitir Beit Sha'an. We had that back in the first parak on Davav. Right, he saw that he was eating an Aleph from Beit Sha'an, and he said, oh, it must be that there's no Chumas and Maisris there, even though the Minhag was there with Isser. V'tireis Rabbeinu Nisim B'Megillah Starim. Quotes Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in one of his svarim, Dahai Dvarim Hamutarim Bachirim Nagul Bohen Iser. This principle, Hainu Sheyodim Shein Mutarim Feim Rotem Lahachmer Alatzman. That's where you're not allowed to change it. V'Chein Mashma Lishna Dvarim Hamutarim Aval Dvarim Shenoagim Machmes Taus Shesvurim Shehu Aser V'Hu Mutar Yachol Lahatir B'Fnehem. Right, that you're allowed to. V'Chein Mashma Behed Yebi Yerushalmi, and that's Mashma B'Feirish in the Yerushalmi. And then he quotes other svaras related to this. So again, if that's true, then that fits in nicely to our Gemara. Maybe the people in Pupadisa inherently maybe knew. The original people knew it was Mutter. But they were no Egisser. So Rav wasn't going to say anything because they were no Egisser. But Rav Yehuda maybe didn't realize that. And he thought that Rav held Isser. Nara Nara Upashti, by the way, is a phrase that's used in many tshuvas and in many halachic contexts where there are different minhagim, the poskim on Simchas Torah use this a lot, right? Because all the different minhagim about Simchas Torah and the aliyas, nara nara upashte, right? Whatever is done, everybody should follow their minhag, right? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's a fascinating tshuva in the Shelas Yavetz, then we'll continue. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Simen Kuf Samaches. He talks about Yontav Sheni. Yantav Sheni, holding a Yantav Sheni for B'nei Chutz Laretz. He says, where do you ever have, is it ever mentioned anywhere in Shas, the chilik between whether you have to hold 1 or 2 days is whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or whether you live in Chutz Laretz. He says, I have no idea where that comes from. I think it goes by wherever the Shluchim could have gotten to. And if the Shluchim couldn't get to some place, even if it's Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 2 days. And if they could get to a place in Chutz Laretz, within 2 weeks, though, you keep one day. So that's what the tshuva is about. That's what the Jew is about. Sorech la'ayim bin yadav shein shogalias. Shekol ha-poskim sasavu dvarim devreim. L'nias da'ati ein kol makom l'sha b'chutz la'aretz asher b'Yisrael shavim. Hakol toli b'makom shoyim agiyim l'sham shluchim bein b'eretz Yisrael bein b'chutz la'aretz. Shebnei oson ha-makomos lo yasu shnei yamim. V'u adinifcha. Kol adorim b'makomos shalo agiyu shluchim. Af oson b'nei eretz Yisrael arachokim Yerushalayim. Yosir mimahalech asor yamim yasu beiz yamim tovim. They keep 2 days of Yantif. Right, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And then he says he thinks that's the pashas of the Rabbi Nirvasi, v'chulu, and he, but towards the end of that shuva, the second half of that shuva, he says, I know nobody's going to listen to my svaris. Chas v'shalom lahara achar minag Eretz Yisrael halos. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, 300 years ago, keeps one day. Even if they live far away from Yerushalayim. But I know, me'achashu kavua nimshach u'badar achadar v'avr kamadar v'shayubam doli Yisrael, chachmu atzmu ma'od, v'lo paskumin yeshivas malayas chachamim v'sofrim, this is what they said, akin chas v'shalom asa sheker benafshi, v'letzayar afilu eza safik l'chumra, d'pshita, kiva denog nog, v'nara naru pashtei. Right, naru pashtei, and ala minag kazeh v'adei nomar minag oker halacha. And he says, fine, this is what they do, but just to know, this is misvara, what I would have said. There are a number of shuvas in Rabbi Yaakov Emden where he says, this is the svara, but even though, you know, it's not working. Remember, we like to quote that Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he writes, he doesn't know where the minna came from, of women saying, shechianu, when they light candles on Yontif. Doesn't know where that came from, not in the Shulchan Aruch, anywhere. Right, where did that come from? They should wait till Kiddush and hear it by Kiddush. He says, I don't know. He says, I don't think it's a good idea, because it's not really Yontif yet. He says, but what can I do? He writes, even my wife didn't listen to me. And she's making the Shechianu. So again, that's what the, that's quoted. Again, the other poskim, Tzitzel Yezer, has a Charif Shuva, the opposite. This is a beautiful mitzvah, and for thousands of years, for hundreds and thousands of years, nobody ever was potzepel with safseif. Everybody obviously did this. It was passed down from generation to generation. It's a beautiful minog, be mechazik them, but this is the, nara nara upashte. Okay. Weiter. Ozal. Rabbi Abba Ashkechei to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba went and found Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba to Kabadik B'Tzomas Agidin. He used to check in the Tzomas Agidin, like we said before, the place where it was connected to see if he was going to map through this. Amar Leiv, Lama Lelamar Kulehai, V'Harav Hun Amar Rav Shvudas Yerach Bo'ok Sheira. Right? What do you mean? The second Mesorah that we have now about Rav is that it's Kasher. So, right, even if it's totally detached, it's kashas. What are you checking for? Amar le anamasisi yadana. I know a Mishnah. I know a Mishnah later on. That's all I know. Behema shenechtechu ragleha, the behema that had its leg cut off, min arkuba v'lamata ksheira. If it's cut from a lower place, it's still kashas. Min arkuba v'lamata psula. If it's above, it's pasul. V'chein shenital tomas agidin. And also the tomas agidin, it is going to be pasul in that if it is cut right there. V'yamar ravala v'chein ba'of. And also Oph, Rav said, right? So according to this version, Rav said, if there's a problem, if there's a nechtach by the Tzomas HaGidin, it's going to be puzzle. So that's why I'm checking. Even though you have a Misora that Rav said, Shmudas Yarach Ba'Oph Ksheira, but I have this Misora that Tzomas HaGidin is going to be a problem by Oph. So Yachi Kasha Drava the Rav. So now we have a steer in Rav, right? I have a Misora that Shmudas Yarach Ba'Oph is Ksheira, but you have a version that Rav explains the Mishnah that it's puzzle. It's Trefa. Ishtik, so he didn't have an answer. Amarle, Dilma, Shani Le Bein Shmuta Lechatucha. Maybe there's a difference between dislocation, which is allowed, and Chatucha, totally cut off, right? Cut, got cut in the middle of the bone, that's worse. So Amarle, Va'at Mifrish Shmaitza Derav. Right, you're explaining Rav? Beferish Amarav. But now that you reminded me, yeah, Rav said Beferish, Shmuta Ksheira Chatucha Psula. You're right. Shmuta is kosher if it's just dislocated. If totally cut is possible. V'yata tama, and don't wonder that this would be the case, as we've quoted before. Shari chotcha mikan v'mesa, chotcha mikan v'chaisa. It all depends every little bit. If there's so much, right in the Tzomas HaGidin, if there's a chituch, that trauma could be even worse than a different spot, even though logically you might say, oh, it must be that they're both trefa. No, there's differences, and therefore Rav can be mechalik between the two. Period. Kisalag Rabbi Abba, Ashkechel Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rabbi Zera. The Yosef Ka'amar, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shvutas Yerach Ba'Of Trefa. He said that Rav holds it's Trefa. Right? This whole Amud has been about what Rav Shita is about Shmutas Yerach Ba'Of. So when he went to Rabbi Zera, he found that he was saying in the name of Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shvutas Yerach Ba'Of Trefa. Amar Lechai Damar. He says, I swear, miyomu desalik mar lahacha, from the time that you came up to here, havilon piskon pe'akamid Rav Huna. We've been by Rav Huna. V'she'ilna v'amarlan. And we've talked to him about this topic. V'amarlan shmutas yarach ba'ov k'sheira. So you can't quote him that he says in the name of Rav that it's shreifa. We've discussed it with him. V'yashkachte nami l'Rabbi Yirmiyah bar'abba. T'yasiv v'kabadak v'tzomas agidin. And we once saw Rabbi Yirmiyah bar'abba checking. V'akshilei v'osav alamar hada amar evhuna amarav shmutas yarach ba'ov k'sheira. Don't you hold this kasher? Amarle ani masisi yadana. Same conversation we had before. Don't you know Rav said it's kosher? And he said, well, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah later on. Behema shenechtechu raglam and akubav lamata ksheira, and akubav lamala psula, v'chein shenitha somas agidin, v'yama rav ala, v'chein ba'of. So, v'amri lai, so he said, I have that Mishnah, v'yamri lai, ihachi kasha d'rav ad'rav, and we said, how do you answer the stira? Ishtik, v'yakshi lai dilma v'shani lai l'rav bein shmuta l'chatucha. Wouldn't that be a chelik v'amarli? And he says, yeah, v'ad mefarshish v'ayt to the rav, v'feirish amarav, shmuta ksheira chatucha psula. So this is the whole Masorah that we had, the whole conversation that we had from Rav Huna. V'yat ma b'yatcha, what about you? What about you? So Rav Zeira answers, Sachi amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar Rav, Shmud Azirach ba'of, treifa. After all that, the Masorah is that it's a treifa. V'chein amar Rav Yachab bar Idi amar Rav Yochanan, Shmud Azirach ba'of, treifa. Period. Okay. V'yam Rav Yaakov Aridi, ilmale, havi Rabbi Yochanan ba'asra, de'oriba, chavbu, chavrusa, lehetera, lo pirkis. If Rabbi Yochanan would have been there in the place that our colleague had said, it's mutter, he wouldn't have flinched. He wouldn't have flinched. He wouldn't have been surprised. Rashi, lo pirkis, fourth line. First time we're having pirkis by a person who's alive. Lo haya yachol lanud knaf ulekanter. Right, he wouldn't have shaken and complained. Afilu ramaz davar mitoch shekdolim heim v'yesh lo li ramehem im haya etzlam. Right, meaning he wouldn't have flinched, he would have accepted it. Right, if he would have been there, lo pirkes. Why? Damar Rav Chanina, amar Rebbe, shvutas yarech ba'of, ksheira. Because, right, there's a mesorah going back to Rebbe Chanina. V'tarnagolas haislo lo Rebbe Chanina, shishmeta yarech shela. There was a case where the chicken had a dislocated yarech. The hevia lifnei Rebbe v'hitiralo, right, and they brought it in front of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and he was matir. Umalcha Rebbe Chanina salted it. V'hu mariba halacha l'talmidim, and he was posek. He was mar halacha l'talmidim that it is kosher. Zehitirli Rebbe, zehitirli Rebbe, right, and he was matir it. What does that mean? Malcha. He put it. Rashi explains it. He didn't just salt it to eat. He salted it to preserve it, so that it could have it as a show and tell for students in the future. Rashi, kedei lehis kayem v'yuchal laharos yamim rabim. Right, so you could see it for many days. Right, so he kept it. He kept it. Let's just continue for a moment. We don't hold like all of these that matir the shmutas yarech ba'of. Elokiyad the shal Rabbi Yosi ben Arai, Ezra Yeshua ben Levi. Kederas kane bekama. If you have a hole in the kana, how much of a hole in the kana is going to be a problem? V'amar lo, mishna shlema shaninu, ad ki isar hitalki, that size, the isar. Amar lo, v'halo, rachel achas haisa b'shkuna senu, shenikdar kana shala. There was a case of a rachel, a ewe, that had a hole like that. V'asulak her krumin shal kana v'chaisa. They made her like a patch, and she lived. So you see, maybe that's not a treifa. Amar lo, v'yaldaat samich. What, you're relying on one story? Right, v'alo halacha ravachas v'Yisrael shmudas yarech ba'of treifa. Right, the halacha is right. The shmudas yarech ba'of is treifa. Right, that's by the way why we brought this brisa. V'tana golas ha'islor of shimei chalafta shishmata yarech shala v'asla shofar shal kana v'chaisa. But there was one time that they got it to live. Elamayis lachal meimar toch yud beis chodesh ave hachanami toch yud beis chodesh ave. The stories were within a year. Meaning they would have died, but it was within a year, so really, it is treifa, and therefore that is the halacha. The Rashba also quoted this in that tshuva that we mentioned at the beginning of the perek, in Simin Tzadiches, Ein Mevi'in Raya V'maisa Nisim. One out of a million, you know, is gonna live with something, so that doesn't reflect on the category. Good. Salt here is used as a preserver. I think we quoted, Rosh Hashanah time, once heard a beautiful pshat, that we know the minhag is to use honey on Rosh Hashanah. Do you use salt? Not salt. Some people also have salt, but let's say honey instead of salt. What's the message? Oh, honey is sweet. We want to have a sweet year, but maybe it's something deeper. Honey, the Gemara taught, the Rishonim talk about in Avodah Zarah and elsewhere. Why are we allowed to eat honey? The legs of the bees are in honey. The Ragle Dvorim are sometimes in the honey. That's a piece of a sheretz. How are we allowed to eat the honey? So the Rishonim say the honey is Mishanet. After it's in the honey a certain amount of time, it loses its status, and it changes into honey. And it's called honey. and therefore you don't have to worry about it. So if we take a step back, think about it. So honey is mishane what's put inside. Salt preserves what it's put in, as we just have in our Gemara. It lasts. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to become a different person. On Rosh Hashanah, we want a shinui. We want tshuva. We want to become a different person. So we dafka use the honey. The honey symbolizes, if we put ourselves into the honey of Torah, dvash v'chalav, right, tach l'shonech, right, if we do that, so then maybe we could change. Salt preserves. We don't want to be the same person. We don't want to be the same person. Maybe that's why some people have both. In certain ways, we want to continue all the good things we're doing, but we want to be mishana otherwise. Okay, either way, that's honey and salt. Viter. Amru alav. We continue. Amru alav or Rav Shimon ben Chalafta sha'askim edvaran haya. They say about Rav Shimon ben Chalafta that he was an askan. Right? It's not going to mean the same thing as we have today. Askan means he was very involved. He checked things out and experimented a lot, as we'll see soon. V'haya oseh davar lahotzi milibo Rabbi Yehuda. And he did something to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nitzla hanot zapsula. Rabbi Yehuda said, now we're back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the feather is very close to the skin and removed, that's psula, because that's like a skinned animal. V'tanagola saisul, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, he once had a tarnagola, shed nitla notes of shalab, and that was missing all of these notes that Rabbi Yehuda said is a trefa, but what did he do? Vinicha batanar, he put it into a warm oven. Vitala alea b'matla shaltarsi, he put like a warm beged on the bird. Vigizla knafayim achronim yosem and erishonim, and it grew back its down. It grew back these little feathers. So you see, is that a trefa? So vidil maksav Rabbi Yehuda trefa meshabachas. 1 second. So is Rabbi Yehuda saying that a trefa could even get better? So imkein b'midi, because it was bigger either Yosef and Arishonim, imkein b'midi the mitrefa ba, higdila kanafayim achronim, Yosef and Arishonim. No, but in the part of the animal that was actually nitraf, right, that's going to be being referred to, right? And that's what Rashi says here. B'midi the mitrefa ba, bitmiya, nehidim ha-shabachas, b'sharei v'reha, miyu ha-hi milsa the mitrefa ba, mihadro m'shabachas, kiyacha d'galdo achronim yosem n'rishonim. So the Gemara just exclaims, the thing that made it into a trefa could be even more. To say meila, some other part of the animal could get, appreciate and get better, fine, but actually in the midi the mitrefa ba, so the Gemara leaves it as an exclamation. My askan midvarim. What does it mean that he was an askan midvarim? Right, just it must be that he always did that. Avmer of Misharshi dechsiv. The pasuk says in Mishle lechan the malatzel. Hey, you lazy one, go to the ant. Re'ed derechav v'chacham. You'll see its ways and you'll become wise. Asher ein lo katzin v'shoter u'moshel. Right, there's no leader to the ants, and yet it does everything it needs to do. Tachin b'kayitz v'chma. It prepares its bread in the kayitz. End of the pasuk. Omar says this Tana to himself, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Ezel Echzi, I'm going to go check it out. Ivadai hu deles lehu malka. If it doesn't have a king, if there's no king ant, I want to go see. What do you mean he wants to go see? Rashi. Delo boy le mismach al hemnusa de Shlomo. He didn't want to rely on what Shlomo said. What does that mean? Ask Tosfos. Isn't he scoffing then? What? He's saying, Shlomo, I don't know if it's true. What's he talking about? Tosfos, right? Well, remember that story in Babasra Ayin Hey that somebody didn't trust Rabbi Yochanan, and he went out to sea, and he saw the Malachim chiseling the stones. It's a great Gemara. And he comes back, and he says, oh, no, I saw, you're right. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you're a scoffer. Tosfos says, Shani hacha, sheba levarer hadavar ulahodia ech yada shloma. He's not going against, he's like, how did Shlomo know this? Right? I want to do the research too. He's not going out to disprove and not believing Shlomo. He believed him, he just wanted to do the research to be mechazek. To be mechazek what Shlomo said. And all the mefarshim also give different, other pshatim. The Yin Yaakov says maybe here it's different. Because Shlomo says, go check it out. Go to the ant. Say, okay. I'm gonna go to the ant. Right? The Ben Yehoyada says, a lot of Mishle is exactly that. Mishalim. So maybe he wanted to see if this was a mashal or if this was reality. So we have Rashi and Tosfos and the Iyun Yaakov, right? He says Beferish and the Ben Yoyada. He wanted to know if this was mashal or if this was Maisa. Either way, so he did. So Azab Tekufas Tamuz, he has an unusual story about ants. He goes in the summer. Parsi leglime akina deshum shemi. He puts a shade, he creates shade over an ant hole. So it's taken much cooler. So nafak asachad minaya. One of them went out of the ant hole. Isnach be simana. So, and he sent a message to the guys back inside. Hey, it's warm. It's not so hot. You can come back out. All, so he went in, Amar Lahut, Nafaltuli, he says to them, you know, there's shade here. So Nafku Va'asu, so they all came out. Dalya Laglima, and then he took off the, Beged, Nafal Shimsha, and they all got burning hot. And what did they do? Nafal Levakale, they went and killed that little guy. That ant that told them, that misled them. Okay? Amar Shmamina Leslu Malka. So he says, ah, it must be they don't have a king. It must be they don't have a leader. The Islahu Harmana de Malka, lowly boy. They wouldn't have just killed the guy. Right, if they had a leader. So it must be that Shlomo, this is the Raya, the proof that Shlomo is correct. Okay. Maybe the king was taking part in the murder. How do you know that the king wasn't there? Inami, Hermana de Malkavi Nikiti. Or maybe they had reshus for the king. Inami, Bein Malkala Malkavi. Maybe it was in between kings. They hadn't elected a new one yet. Right, so how do you know any of this? Dichsiv b'yom ha'im ein melech v'yisrael ish hayashar beinav yaseh. Right. If there's no king, you do whatever you want. So Ella smoch and Musa de Shlomo. Just trust Shlomo. You don't have to argue. As Rashi says, ne'emon hu al kach uberuach hakodesh amra. Ruach hakodesh. Right. Remember the Gemara in Megillah that talks about all of the controversial svarim that almost didn't make it into Tanakh. Right, the Gemara in Megillah on Dav Zayin. So the Gemara talks about which ones might not be Metamei Siyadayin. Esther was one of the controversial ones, right? What else? Koheles, Rabbi Meir holds, right? Because Koheles has a lot of contradictions. Shira Shirim is a Machlokes. What about Rus, right, is discussed. Mishle is, right, the Gemara says there, why not Koheles? Koheles was controversial because maybe it was just Shlomo's Chachma. Right, it wasn't meant for Ruach HaKodesh. Mishle is not there. But anyway, interesting here, even though it's Dafka Mishle, you might have thought it's his Mishalem. But we say, Rashi says here, Ruach HaKodesh Amra, and therefore, it is not a problem. Okay, let's stop here. We'll stop by Amar Afuna. Tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle. And then the next couple, I hadn't given, so we'll go straight. But tomorrow will be from the last cycle, and then Beth Shem will pick up after that.